T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, let's get right to it with Lon Seidman here from Lon.TV. A lot of different issues. The original impetus for asking Lon to come on the program this morning was the hundreds and millions of dollars in the Facebook settlement. And I saw a post that Lon said he wasn't going to be participating, and I wanted to ask him why, and then whether people listening should participate. But also I have some Twitter questions and some AI questions. So, Lon, good morning.
I'm at your service, sir. How can I help?
Listen, I appreciate it. A lot to talk about. First, the Facebook settlement. I don't know. It was like $700 million. I don't even know what it was. But these huge class action suits, I never pay attention to them because if you sign on to them, you get like a check for like 82 cents or something. I don't really know. And also, you have to commit to – with this one, you have to commit to something. So just explain what the settlement is and why you're not signing
sure.
on.
Yeah, so the settlement was for $725 million that has to be spread across almost 200 million Facebook users. And it weights based on how long you've been a Facebook user and everything else. But what concerns me about it is the fact that, yeah, we don't get much out of it. I mean, you'll be lucky to get maybe $5 or $10 at the end of the day. And what happens is that you give up any future claim against Facebook for any bad behavior that they did related to your data from 2007 to 2022. And the worst part is that even if you don't claim the money, you're in the class unless you make the effort to opt out. And this is just standard procedure with these class action suits, but it's something that, you know, I don't know what else is going
to
come out.
You have to opt out. So if you don't opt out, even if you don't take the money, you still can't sue them for anything.
That's correct. Right. Because the court has basically declared that every user is part of this class. And unless you opt out of that class, even if you don't take the money, you're in it.
So exactly. how do you opt out? How do you do that?
So they have a website. It's Facebook. If you do a search for the Facebook class action settlement, they have a website set up that the lawyers have, you know, set up for this purpose. And you can go on there and click on opt out, and that would get you out of the case.
Okay, that's good to know. So you go, just Google Facebook class action settlement and go to the official website that the lawyers have set up and then opt out.
Exactly.
Because otherwise not that anyone's looking to sue Facebook, but you also want to have the freedom to do whatever you need.
Who knows what else will come out?
Yeah.
You know, this is a period of time when Facebook really just you know, asked for forgiveness as opposed to permission. So there was a lot of this kind of stuff going on over that period of time. So.
Got it. All right. That's helpful. Okay. Lon Seidman, Lon.TV. Check out his YouTube channel. Tons of great stuff. A lot of great product reviews as well. You know, my feed was clogged with people, you know, shaming blue check marks and being so proud of not paying for it type stuff. And I know you originally, you know, as a business person and a content producer, the blue check isn't just a status symbol. It's the ability to post things that you want to eventually hopefully monetize. So are you having any buyer's remorse on the blue check? And just what's your take on all the crap that's going on Twitter?
Yeah, I think it's just, you know, it's kind of standard operating protocol over there. There's always something to complain about and have a grievance about. And I think for me, I don't really care about all the discussion around it. I see there's an opportunity for independent creators to get a better reach. They are opening up a monetization program. It's mostly subscription-based, but I have, you know, similar subscription programs running on YouTube and other places. So I have an audience on Twitter that may not necessarily follow me on the other platforms. So I'm, you know, looking forward to doing that. And, you know, I may break even. We'll see on the $8 a month. But yeah, and I think what's happening is that, you know, Elon is kind of a master troll at this point. And,
right.
You know, as people were complaining about the blue check mark, he just started dropping them on people to make their arguments a little less effective. And part of it was that they were trying to game the algorithm and block everyone with a blue check mark. But if you have one, now you're going to get yourself blocked too. So,
Also, he's given some away. Like, it's weird.
Yeah.
So I don't really understand it.
Yeah, I don't either. I mean, I think, you know, as we all know with him, with this particular project, he doesn't often think things all the way through as to what the unintended consequences are. And there is a legitimate concern that, you know, what if a celebrity or maybe a elected official or somebody with importance that can, you know, convince people to do something, if that person is hard to verify, or it's very easily, you know, if an imposter is very easy to be created with that person's identity, you know, maybe there should be something that can help those notable people, but still provide the opportunity for others to have a similar reach of voice. So, I think they'll continually tweak this thing and change it, and it's just going to be a constant rolling, you know, disaster. But at the same time, traffic on Twitter is up. The people that are complaining aren't leaving.
On the platform. Traffic is up.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, it's been, you know, that's the whole point. I think he's seeing that every time he does something like this, it gets more, you know, people come back to fight with each other. So it's building, you know, no such thing as bad publicity. So it's building engagement and audience, and traffic on Twitter is, you know, doing pretty well. So I think there's some method to the madness, to be honest with you.
We got one more minute with Lon Seidman here at Lon.TV. Again, go to his YouTube channel and check him out with all his product reviews, and he does just about everything. AI, I mean, I can't get a minute from you. We need to write a book on it, but I'm talking with a gentleman, Nathan Lance, from lore.com a little bit later. I don't know what AutoGPT is, and all my feed is just clogged with all these AI. It seems like a lot of people are trying to capitalize on this, and what should the average person be thinking and doing about all this stuff?
I think at a minimum, I would log on to ChatGPT and start playing around with it, just so you can understand what it is and what it isn't. I think a lot of, you know, there's a lot of hype around it. We see this all the time with like crypto and all this other stuff. I think there's something to the AI thing, though. There's really some benefit to it. I think there's some things that it can do, especially from a search and efficiency gaining activities, like having it write things for you and that sort of thing. So it's got a lot of potential. It's also got a lot of potential for danger, as I'm sure your guests will talk about, but there's no turning back. We're building a super intelligence, and you may as well learn how to interact with it.
You got to get on board.
Yep.
All right, Lon, listen, have a great week. We appreciate you as always.
Anytime.
All right, Lon Seidman from Lon.TV joining us here.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.